Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone to today's teaching. So we'll be asking the question, is divine healing for everyone? This is a very fundamental question that we need to answer because a lot of people think healing is not for everyone, most especially for them, right? And a lot of people believe healing is for everyone, still exempt to themselves. So today we'll be answering this question, is divine healing for everyone? Let's open our Bible to Titus chapter 2 verse 11, right? See, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, right? See, the grace of God that bring what? Salvation. The Greek word for grace here, charis, right? That brings salvation or merited favor. The unmerited favor of God has appeared to every man, right? The unmerited favor of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. The word salvation here actually means sotera, which means deliverance, right? The grace of God, the unmerited favor of God that brings deliverance. Glory be to God. So it's a message of grace, the grace and the mercy of God that bring deliverance, right? Healing and wholeness, forgiveness, and all that had appeared to all men. Not to some men, not to some specially favored men, but it has appeared to all men. So if the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, so why is it that some men are not experiencing this grace of God? Why is that some men are lacking behind and some men are enjoying it fully? So those are the things we'll be addressing in today's teaching, right? So like we said, God's grace that brings salvation, God's unmerited favor that brings healing, that brings deliverance, that brings wholeness, have appeared to all men. Not some men, all men. All men includes you. The grace of God have appeared to you. And that grace is the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll check Acts 10 verse 38. Said, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Glory be to God. So let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Say, for by grace ye are saved through faith. By grace, right? By merited favor, ye are saved. The Greek word for saved here is actually sozo. Sozo means healed also. It means forgiven, healed, deliverance, whatever, right? So, for by grace are ye healed. Healing is not end. Glory be to God. And this is one thing a lot of people need to understand, that you don't end healing. You don't get healed just because you are good enough in church, just because you give to charity. That does not heal. Hallelujah. I know this might surprise a lot of people, that what about can I be healed by what I do in church? But people are doing a lot of things in church, serving God in church, and yet they still die of one ailment or the other, even pastors. So healing is not end. There are people who live as holy as possible and yet still die of one sickness or the other. So healing is not based on how good you are. It's not end. Glory be to God. And this is one area where divine healing has been poorly taught over the decades. It was being taught as though it is handable, right? It is not end. You don't work enough to end it. It is the grace of God. Divine healing is a product of the grace of God. And most of the time when we talk about grace of God, the first thing that comes to our mind is that scarcity. Maybe God choose some and grace them. That is not so. That will have contradict Titus chapter 2 verse 11, that the grace of God that brings salvation had appeared unto all men. Glory be to God. So the grace of God have appeared unto all men. And here it says we are saved by grace through faith. Right? And that's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. So it is the gift of God. Salvation, healing, deliverance, Holy Ghost baptism, it is the gift of God that has been made available to all men through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works. You don't work to achieve it. You don't work to earn it. It's all Jesus. It's all what he had done. John chapter 19 verse 1 says, and Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, right? And 1 Peter 2:24 says, by that scourging, you have been healed. Glory be to God. It's all about him. It's all about what he has done, not about what any man has done, or not about what any man has, not even about me. All I did was to believe and make myself available as a vessel, as a conduit of his grace, as a conduit of his mercy, as a conduit of his power. Glory be to God. So when we stand before the sick to heal them, we are standing as God's conduit of God's of his power. We are standing as a conduit of his mercy. We are standing as a conduit of every good thing that is made available in redemption. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And those things, they are available, right, through the grace of God. So we have abundance of grace. We have abundance of mercy. So let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 10 verse 34. Say, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of person, right? Say, of a truth I perceive, right, that God, right, is not respecter of what? Of persons. So of truth that God is what? Is no respecter of what? Of person, right? And we'll check the same, we'll check Romans chapter 10 verse 13, right? It says, anyone who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone, right? Not one special person. It says, anyone, right, who call upon the name of the Lord. Say, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, healed, delivered. Glory be to God. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved, you shall be delivered. And the scripture says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous are run into it, and he is saved, right? The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and what? And they are what? They are saved, right? Anyone can run to the Lord, right? Anyone who need healing can run to God for healing. If you need healing in your body, if you are sick, the first thing you should do is to run to God, right? I need healing in my body. And he has given us by the scriptures what to do to sickness in our body. Mark chapter 10 verse, Mark 11 verse 22-23. Whoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Glory be to God. What is the secret behind all the healing testimonies we have received? Whenever I go to the hospital and I enter the wards, I see the grace of God available for every single person. So empty hospital wards is not because I'm special. It's not because I have a special ability God have not given to anyone, but it's because I have learned that the grace of God at work in and through me, which is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, available for anyone who desire to walk in it, right? This grace is for everyone, anyone who needs healing. Glory be to God. I don't mark out, I don't exempt anyone, right? I believe God for everyone, and we have seen that happen. Even our secondary school outreaches at Federal Government College Janikis in 2015, we have seen God heal up to 200 people at once, right? Because the grace of God is available to everyone. The grace of God is available to everyone. Anyone who needs healing, we have seen the grace of God coming out, right, to heal and to deliver, right? And we don't know how people got it, if it is the sin in their life, or we don't care. We don't care how it got there. The most important thing is that we have the authority to kick it out, right? Say, behold, I've given you authority, right, to trample on snake and scorpion and upon all the power of the enemy, right? And nothing shall by any means hurt you. When it says nothing, it means nothing. So nothing shall by any means hurt you. And when it says nothing shall by any means hurt you, it means nothing. Nothing. Say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, right? And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. Glory be to God. So God is faithful. God keeps his word. God keeps his word. And over the years, we have seen him moving mightily. We have seen him heal, deliver, set free people who are in bondage, people who are passing through any kind of challenges. I have seen Jesus healing everyone. Glory be to God. I have seen him healing everyone. Everyone. I mean, everyone. Everyone. Every single person who needs healing. Why? Because his grace is available for everyone. It's not because I'm special. It's not because I have a special ability. It's because he's faithful. He keeps to his word. Glory be to God. So another point here is the fact that if forgiveness of sin, right, is for everyone, then healing is for everyone, right? If I come out to preach the gospel of salvation, right, of forgiveness, right, to people, right, we believe that as much who responds will be forgiven, will be washed by the blood, right, and be enlisted as God's children, right? So what about healing? Why do you think maybe it's for some people and not for some people? Where it is stated scripturally, we have scriptural evidence of all kind that both were sorted out. When we check Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3, right? Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, right? Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, and healeth all thy diseases, right? Forgiveness of sin, healing, right? Glory be to God. And when we check 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who is so shall bear our sins on the tree, right? Thou shalt not give unto sins, but unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. Glory be to God. So he sorted out for forgiveness of sin, right, and healing at the same time. So if forgiveness of sin is for everyone, then healing is for everyone, including you. So if you are in that place where you are marking yourself out, you are at the wrong place. Glory be to God. Get yourself in. Get yourself in into God's grace. Get yourself in into God's mercy. Get yourself in into God's deliverance. The word of God, the power of God is able to deliver as much as possible persons who made themselves what available. Glory be to God. So we want to answer the question, did Jesus heal everyone? Yeah, it is repeated scripturally that Jesus Christ healed every single person brought to him. Glory be to God. Every single person brought to him were healed. Jesus Christ never turned down anyone. He never turned down anyone. And we'll check Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Say, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. You see that? He said he laid his hand on every one of them, right? And healed them. Not some of them. Every one of them, right? And healed them, right? And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art Christ, Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Glory be to God. For they knew that he was what? He was Christ, right? He healed them, right? He laid his hand on every one of them who needs healing and healed them. He didn't look at anyone and say, you see, you are not good enough. He didn't look at anyone and say, you see, this is a problem, it's too much for me. He healed everyone, right? So if Jesus Christ never created excuses, then we shouldn't create excuses. We shouldn't create excuses. And don't create excuses for yourself. Don't see reason why you should not be healed. And when I was studying Romans chapter 8, verse 1, that says, and now therefore there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And I begin to look into it, and the Lord begin to say to me, he said, when we say no condemnation, it has little or nothing to do with if you are going to heaven or not. The moment you think you cannot enjoy any of God's goodness, the moment you think you cannot enjoy any of God's benefit as a result of whatever you think you might have done wrong, he said to me, he said, that is condemnation. Glory be to God. And God wants you to walk free from that. He wants you to walk free from condemnation, right? Why? Because he has been condemned for your sake. Your sin were laid on him, right? He was flogged for your sake, right? Glory be to God. He was bruised for your iniquity. He bare your sin, your sickness, your disease, your infirmity, right? Glory be to God. He paid the price. If you have this in mind, that he already paid the price. He has been condemned so that you might not be condemned, right? He was disqualified on the tree so that you might not be disqualified. Hallelujah. Let's open the Bible to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, right? He said that when the heaven was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. See that? He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. He healed all that were sick. Not some that were sick. He healed all that were sick. Glory be to God. He healed all that were sick. Hallelujah. So Jesus healed everyone brought to him. Every single person brought to him, he healed them all. And that point here is the fact that Jesus healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. We'll check Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Said, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. He was healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. He wasn't focusing on some kind of sickness and diseases. He wasn't focusing on any. He was healing all. He wasn't a specialist. He wasn't a specialist into cancer. He wasn't a specialist into headache. He wasn't a specialist into HIV. Every sickness, every disease that came his way, he healed them all. Glory be to God. He healed them all. He healed all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. Okay, so verse 25. And there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from what? Jordan, right? And we check verse 24. Said, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments. So they brought unto him all sick people that were taken, right, with divers diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. He healed everyone, right? He was healing all manner of sickness, right, and all manner of disease, right, among the people. And here he healed them all. Everyone brought to him were healed. What was he doing? He was demonstrating the goodness and the grace and the mercy of God. The grace of God that appeared to all men. Jesus is the grace of God that appeared to all men. Hallelujah. Jesus is our grace. Glory be to God. Okay. Did Jesus healed even where there's unbelief? Yeah. Jesus healed when there is unbelief. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 13, verse 53. Now, a lot of times we say that unbelief can hinder the power of God. Well, Jesus Christ proved that to be wrong. We'll check Matthew chapter 13, verse 53, right? And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was come into his own town, he taught them in the synagogue so much that they were astonished and said, whence are this man, this wisdom, and this mighty work, right? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not the mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence they art, right? This man, all these things, right? And they were offended at him, right? But Jesus said unto them, right? A prophet is not without honor, save in his own home country. Glory be to God. And we check verse 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, right? He says he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. But when we check Mark chapter 6, right? Mark chapter 6. I would like to read from Mark chapter 6, verse 5. Glory be to God. Okay. It says, and he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folk and healed them. So, yeah, he's saying that even though he could not do much work among them, right, he was able to lay his hand upon a few sick folk, right, and heal them. Why few sick folk? Of course, when you're in a place where nobody believes in you, they won't bring their case to you. And I believe that the few people that brought their case to him are possibly people who just said, okay, let's give him a chance. And he did what? Regardless their home belief, he healed those few those few sick folks. Glory be to God. And when we go to the hospital is the escort of unbelief. I have to say that, because at the hospital bed, people's mind are on the doctors, are not necessarily on God. Glory be to God. And even in that atmosphere of unbelief, when miracle is not expected, we have seen God move mightily. We have seen God heal. We have seen God deliver. We have seen God set free. Why? Because he keeps his word. God is faithful. His goodness appears to all men. To all men. Glory be to God. And we have seen him proving himself over the years. So what are you going through? What were you diagnosed of? Do you think God cannot heal you? Do you think, oh, your matter is too difficult for him? I have a good news for you. There's no matter too difficult for God. Glory be to God. The grace of God is available for you. The healing power of God is available for you. So if you need healing in your body, I want you to place your hand on that part of your body where you need healing. Right? Say after me. Say, as I get prayed for today, I receive the grace of God. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, we bless your name. We thank you because you are confirming your word always with signs, with wonders, and miracle following. So, I command sickness, disease, go! Leave these bodies right now. In Jesus' name. I command every sickness, every pain, every aches to leave these bodies right now. Sickness, disease, go right now and never return again right now in Jesus' name. Right now, and I mean it. I command life into these bodies right now. Life right now in Jesus' name. Life to your brain, life to your mind, every part of your body that are not functioning properly. I command life right now. Be healed right now and be made whole. Life right now in Jesus' name. Begin to do whatever you cannot do before. Begin to shake your body. Say, I am healed. I am whole. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And we'll be expecting your testimony. You can send them to us on 070-6159-7304. And remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.